the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Maintaining a positive romantic relationship, especially a long-term one, can be tough. Both partners must be committed and put in the effort. I'm Emily Yip. In light of Valentine's Day coming up, relationship expert and sociologist Dr. Alicia Walker explains what a healthy relationship looks like and how to keep the spark alive. Walker is also associate professor in the Department of Sociology and Anthropology at Missouri State University.
Mutual respect, I think, is the top thing that makes a relationship healthy. It's important for us to like the person that we're in a relationship with and wish good things for them and them want good things for us. I think that's probably the top thing. And good communication. And that doesn't just mean witty, sparkling conversation. That means you feel safe and able to confide anything that you might want to with your partner and that they feel that with you also. Because sometimes people think, oh, we have these great conversations and all this witty banter. And that's wonderful, but that's not necessarily good communication if you don't feel like you can disclose things or they don't feel like they can disclose things with you. So I think those are probably the two main things. And then I would say the third thing is, are you the best version of yourself with your partner? Because that's what you want, right? You want to be with someone that you are the best version of yourself and they are the best version of themselves.
While keeping the spark alive in a relationship is challenging, Walker shares what you can do to help.
What you have to think about is you want to remember why you chose this person to start with. And sometimes people get fussy and they think, oh, I want to be wooed. I want to be romanced. Well, what is that saying about if you want to have a friend, be a friend, right? Well, it works kind of the same way in a relationship. If you want a lover, be a lover. If you want to be wooed, do wooing. Flirt with your partner. You know, leave little silly notes or little loving notes. It doesn't have to be big, expensive things. But you want to put in the time to show that you're thinking about the other person, that you care about them, and that you're still interested. And then that's going to spark something in them, and hopefully they reciprocate that for you as well. Even if they don't, you taking that effort just increases your spark for that person.
Walker stresses it's important to do things together.
You want to try to make time for date nights, and those don't have to be expensive either. It can be queuing up a movie that you like on the couch. It's also good to try new things together. Learn some new skill together or play some new sport or learn a language together. Something new and fresh is exciting, and doing that with your partner sort of increases that excitement. But you want to think back to what were you doing when you were trying to catch your partner and try to do those things, some version of those things like the note or texting them during the day to say, hey, I'm thinking of you, things like that. What would you want done for you? Do that for your partner. And eventually, hopefully, they'll also do that for you as well.
The key thing to remember, you don't have to do big things or grand gestures for each other.
It can be really small things, just setting time aside together to talk about your day, talk about what you hope for, what you wish for. Maybe it's just that you have breakfast each day. Maybe it's that you have dinner each day. Maybe it's a phone call in the middle of the day, if your schedules don't mesh up or something like that. So we think of, oh, you know, my relationship's in trouble. I have to do some grand thing. I have to plan a trip to Hawaii, right? Which is great if you can pull it off, but it doesn't have to be that kind of grand thing. Really, the thing about keeping a spark alive in a relationship is it's the hardest thing because it's an everyday effort. It's a daily thing that we have to do. And it really just comes down to not taking that person for granted. And if you're feeling taken for granted, the easy thing to do is to say, well, you know, they don't appreciate me, so I'm just going to pull back. I'm just going to withdraw. But that's the total wrong thing to do. If you're feeling taken for granted, reach out and make your partner not feel taken for granted, and they will hopefully return that to you as well.
That was Dr. Alicia Walker, relationship expert and sociologist from Missouri State. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.